Now let's recognize this year's sports achievements in our local community.
And the winner is...
Most Valuable Player is...
The winner is...
The Starting Lineup presents The Honor Roll. Here's James Cebulski and Perry Solkowski.
Well, if you were unaware, the situation that high school students are in, unable to have the formal graduation ceremony, unable to have the sports awards that they normally would, we have taken it upon us here on Sportsnet 650 to make sure we reach out to local high schools and honor those who have had a tremendous impact in their respective schools and in academic and sports. And today, James, we stay in my neck of the woods in Pine Tree High School here in Coquitlam. Have we been to your neck of the woods yet? I think we've been closer to your house. Finally, we get closer to my
house. No, we haven't gone anywhere near Delta.
Yeah, maybe you need more high schools. Let's start off with the female athlete of the year at Pine Tree, the Timberwolves senior tennis team star, Hannah Cho. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, good morning.
Hannah, we like to do a little experiment, James and I, because when we have the athletes on, it seems the female athlete is up much earlier, more sunshine, more energy. What time did you get up for this interview?
I got up at 7:30, but I usually don't get up that early.
Okay, well, at least you're honest. Well, congratulations. Tennis is your game. You've been playing at a great level. What made this year special for you at Pine Tree?
Well, the tennis team actually didn't happen this year because of Corona and everything, but we were super successful last year, winning the Fraser Valley Championship, setting a high school record for our school, placing fifth in provincials. And I think that was all able to happen because our team is actually super close with each other. Like, I can call them my second family. And so, like, we hang out outside of school and we practice together, even when a practice isn't scheduled by our coach. And I think that through this, we gained, like, a closeness or a bond that no other team really had. And I think that played a huge role in our success.
I would imagine, I know the tennis season for school and high school is not long, Hannah, but I would imagine, do you play, and you've played tennis for a long time, at a local club?
I play at Burnaby Tennis Club, but I usually practice with my dad and my little brother.
There you go. And have you played tournaments individually outside of high school for a number of years?
Yeah, ever since I was 10, I think.
What do you love about the game?
Well, it's like an individual sport, but it's also kind of like a team sport. You know, with high school, you have everyone cheering with you, and that's something that I love. I love how competitive it is. I am a super competitive person. I love winning, and I just love fighting for every point. And with tennis, that's something that you have to do. So, yeah.
When you graduate, you know where you're headed now. You have a full ride scholarship, and congratulations. You will go play down south in the NCAA for Idaho State. What did you love about that school, and how tough was the decision to decide this is what I'm doing next, and Idaho's where I'm going?
When I went on my visit in November, I just fell in love with the school. Like, I loved the campus. It was small, so I wouldn't get lost as often. I loved the people there, the players, my teammates, my coach, the coach there. They were all super supportive. They were super nice. They gave me all the information that I needed. As well, the school offered, like, a lot of resources to their athletes, like, tutoring and everything. So, like, I just felt like I could be super successful there. And the decision wasn't that hard.
Hannah, congratulations. I know a lot of great things sent in to us about you, your sportsmanship, your academics, and obviously a wonderful tennis player. It's a strange time, but hopefully you look back at your years at Pine Tree as great and a strange 2020 graduation. But good luck as everything ahead and when you get down to Idaho with your tennis and, more importantly, your school. Congratulations and thanks for getting up early for us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Hannah, just quickly in closing, Who had the more heated competitions, you and your brother or you and your dad?
Me and my brother.
It's always the sibling rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Hannah.
Hey, thank you.
Nobody wants to concede defeat to their brother or sister, don't they? I mean, I see it with my kids. I didn't want to concede defeat to my sisters at any point.
She might have been able to beat dad when she was 12. It's that age where you finally go, oh, man, I can't do it anymore. And then it's the brother, right?
Yeah, no question about it. Our next athlete here, the male athlete of the year for Pine Tree secondary. Man, this is a remarkable story. Boy, he took part in basketball, cross country, soccer, tennis, and really kind of speaks to the story of what so many of us Canadians are all about. Iglis Cheddar Mohammed joins us here this morning. Iglis, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
I'm good. Did you just wake up for this?
I've been awake for like 20 minutes, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you've had tons of time. You're a unique story. Tell our listeners when you first. You haven't been in Canada for a very long time, have you?
Yeah, I'm international actually. So I moved here when I was in grade 10. So that was about the summer of 2017, and that's when I came here.
And where'd you come from?
I'm from Thailand. I'm from Bangkok.
And how'd you find the adjustment when you came from Bangkok here to Vancouver?
It was pretty new. It was very new actually. I try to play sports, like going to the team. So I met a new friend. I met like lots of friends here, and it made like adjusting really easy. So I didn't have quite a hard time adjusting to life here.
You're kind of a unique cat. You're kind of like a story like Rudy. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, but you know, Rudy wasn't the fastest guy. He wasn't the strongest guy. Wasn't the biggest guy, but man, you just seem to win your teachers, your fellow students, your faculty over by just your tenacity, your hard working. I mean, what was it that made you get recognized? Give us a sense of it.
I guess I always knew I wasn't the best in the sports I play. Like in my team, there were definitely people who were better than me. But you know, I'm a short kid. I'm like about 5'8", 5'9". So I knew I had to work harder than my other teammates, and I would always be really positive and cheerful. So whenever I wasn't playing, I would always cheer for my friends, and you know, I had to understand my role. I knew that not everyone could, you know, get lots of play time, but everyone had to make the most out of all the time that they have. So we always gotta, you know, help others and go to practice, show up, and always be ready. And that's what I did.
And so now where does it go from here? So you're athlete of the year here at Pine Tree, and you're done. So this is senior year for you, right?
Yeah.
And so what's next for you?
I'm most likely headed to University of Alberta. And yeah, it'd be exciting.
And what are you going to study?
I'm going to arts first year, and I'll probably transfer to business in my second year.
And is your athletic career done, or are you hoping to keep on playing?
I'm not sure, honestly. I guess we'll see where it goes from here.
Iglis, you know, having played high school basketball, there's always, you know, getting into the best shape possible is always a challenge. So, you know, if the coach says, okay, guys, we're doing back and forth, suicides up and down the gym floor, were you the guy who was going to lead the way? Like, did other teammates outwork you? Because it sounds like maybe what you may have lacked in natural skill, you were never going to be outworked. When you guys had drills like that were about fitness, were you the guy leading the way?
Most of the time, I would say yes, because I would say in general, I had better fitness, because I probably had to run the most in my team out of everyone. So, yeah, I would say I led the way.
Did you have the other star players when you were playing defense was part of it? Would they get frustrated? Because it sounds like you were just a guy who would not give up. Did you play against players that were like, man, like, get off me? And did you enjoy that type of confrontation?
Yeah, it's really fun when you see your opponent get frustrated because you're just, you know, playing so hard defense on them. And yeah, it just requires lots of heart for that. Like, that's something that you can't just learn how to do.
Igles, nice congratulations. Job. Great story. And thanks so much for taking the time with us here this morning. All the best out there. And it's have fun at Alberta. It's not as fun as it is here in British Columbia. I'll let you
know. Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Igles.
Thank you.